Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, let's head over to Hennepin Healthcare with Dr. David Hilden, who's the Vice President of their medical affairs and, of course, also a practicing physician. You hear him Sunday mornings as well here on WCCO. Good morning, Dr. Hilden. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well this morning. I'm feeling a little bit better because the last Friday I got my second dose of the vaccine, and it made me a little sore, but I'm feeling great today.
Did you have any flu-like symptoms, anything like that?
I did have a few symptoms. They were very short-lived, and that's what we're trying to tell people about the second vaccine, is that you're a little bit more likely to get some symptoms than you did from the first dose, after the second dose, because your immune system sort of primed, pump's been primed, and it's getting irritated. And I had that. I had some little bit of low-grade temperature and some soreness and achiness that lasted about a day. And then I bounce back, and now I'm good to go, and I feel really good about it. So it's a small price to pay for the safety that the vaccine provides. We want everybody to know that when you get that muscle aches or a low-grade fever or your arm is sore, those are all expected after the vaccine. It doesn't mean you got the virus. It just means your body is pumped up and ready to fight the next battle. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. I can't wait for many, many, many more Minnesotans to get the vaccine.
You know, kind of related in a sense, I suppose, but I know that I've chatted with you about getting the shingles shot this year, which is also a two-parter. And I talked to another friend who had the same thing done, and he had after the second one had a little, or the first one had like a flu-like feel, but I didn't have any symptoms at all. So is that pretty normal? And when we get vaccinations, that happens a little bit. Obviously, my arm was very sore.
Yeah, the arm soreness is quite well. It's relatively common, and those flu-like symptoms, as long as they are confined to muscle aches. Fatigue, almost everybody gets some fatigue, maybe a headache. Those are all very common after the vaccine. And I would include a low-grade fever. And that is your immune system sees the invader, which in this case is just a little bit of genetic material from the virus. It doesn't like that, so it pumps up and goes into action. And so you get these systemic inflammation symptoms. That's what that is. If that shit's totally normal, whether it's a single shot or whether it's this COVID shot. So people can expect that. And that is completely normal. What isn't normal is to get respiratory symptoms after this vaccine. So if you're short of breath or if you are coughing and having the symptoms of actual illness, that is not from the vaccine. Then you need to go be evaluated. But This little mild illness you have that starts about 12 or 24 hours after you get the vaccine and lasts a day or two is completely normal. And frankly, I was a little disappointed that after the first shot I didn't get any of that because I thought, well, hey, what's wrong with my immune system? Let's go, guys. And I got a little bit of symptoms after the second shot, and I was a little bit relieved.
Let me ask you about, because we just heard a story on CBS News that apparently we're going to have new guidelines today that will get the virus vaccinations moving much faster. Is there anything new on that, and how has it been?
Well, in healthcare settings, I would say that our vaccine rollout has been an absolute success in the healthcare settings. Our system vaccinated over 4,000 people lickety-split, and we're already roaring through that same group on the second vaccine. So we've just absolutely nailed it on healthcare workers. I do hope that we can ramp it up a little bit more quickly now for the next phase, which is phase 1B. And I know about what I think you know, is that people age 75 and older and other workers, for instance, teachers, perhaps law enforcement, things like that, people who need to be out in public facing things. I am pretty confident, or at least I'm hopeful, that they'll have it in the next few weeks. That's the plan as I know it. I do agree with our state leaders to roll it out to that group next. I'm hopeful that we can do that maybe a little quicker. Our hospital stands ready to help with that. We've learned how to do this. We've got it down. And I know other healthcare systems are as well. So I'm hopeful that in the next few weeks we'll see members of the public getting this vaccine.
Would we get it again next year too, Dr. Hilden? Is this going to be like a year immunity sort of thing, or what do you think?
We don't know that yet. Obviously, the best would be get it now, and it's a lifetime immunity. That's the case for things like polio and measles shots. Other things like influenza, as you know, you have to get it every single year. We simply don't know yet with this virus. Viruses have a nasty little habit of mutating week by week by week, and they get all these different variations in the virus's effort to defeat us. And so if this one tends to mutate and develops new strains, we might need another vaccine year by year. But we won't know that probably until this fall. It's just one of those big unanswered questions.
Dr. Hilden, I will talk to you on Thursday. In the meantime, stay safe, and I'm glad you got that second one. Thanks for your time this morning.
Appreciate it, Dave. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Dr. David Hilden is with us here on WCCO on the morning news. Our time is 7:28. We're going to head down to Steve. He has local news coming up next. Lots of it today, too. Wow, it's busy out there. WCCO time again, 2 minutes away from the newscast at 7:28.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.